There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Canada, where Rabbi Marat Resen has expressed concern over the country's low voter turnout in the World Zionist Congress elections, with only about 18,000 of 400,000 Canadian Jews voting. Running under the United for Israel slate, he's questioned the $1 million spent on online campaigning, especially as many Russian-speaking Jews face barriers like language limitations and digital access. Despite these challenges, Resen believes the process helps strengthen community bonds and their connection to Israel. Meanwhile, the BBC has issued a formal apology to the Jewish community after broadcasting a Glastonbury performance where rapper Bob Villain led a chant of death to the IDF. Director General Tim Davie expressed regret, emphasizing that anti-Semitism has no place at the BBC and has promised reforms. Immediate measures include halting live streaming of high-risk performances and deploying staff for on-site monitoring. Jewish senior care in New Jersey State faces challenges due to proposed Medicaid cuts, which could impact vulnerable seniors, including Holocaust survivors. Jewish Home Family and similar organizations rely heavily on Medicaid, and funding reductions threaten their ability to provide essential services. Community leaders are promoting that Jewish values of caring for the vulnerable should inspire stronger support and solidarity amidst these legislative changes. Israel's coalition is debating a bill to restrict eligibility for citizenship under the Law of Return, which grants rights based on Jewish heritage. The proposal would remove a clause allowing those with at least one Jewish grandparent, affecting around 500,000 immigrants since 1970, including many from the former Soviet Union. Critics argue that it risks alienating diaspora Jews and undermining Israel's inclusive identity. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines this week. After 636 days, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited Nir Oz, devastated by Hamas. The visit sparked outrage among survivors and families, highlighting feelings of abandonment in a community scarred by loss and trauma. Unilever is reportedly halting millions in funding to Ben & Jerry's charitable foundation after it refused to supply audit documents on donations to pro-Palestinian groups. A new Ukrainian 11th grade history textbook, soon to be introduced to schools, reflects Ukraine's support for Israel and its role in establishing the Jewish state. In Spain, authorities dismantled a criminal network which falsified thousands of Sephardic citizenship applications. The United States Department of Homeland Security will provide over $94 million to 512 Jewish organizations nationwide to enhance security amid rising anti-Semitic violence. Brazil's Senate has officially established April the 12th as Brazil-Israel Friendship Day. World Jewish Relief is launching a two-day matched fundraising appeal on July the 6th to the 7th to support those affected by conflicts in Israel and Ukraine. A Jewish attendee at Glastonbury encouraged pride and dialogue amidst anti-Israel chants, advocating for a general confident Jewish presence and constructive engagement despite controversy. And finally, undeterred by regional tensions, Nefesh Benefesh and Israel's Ministry of Aliyah and Integration are moving forward with the 2025 summer Aliyah season. The season marks the return of charter flights since the Iron Swords War, with over 220 olim, including families, singles, retirees and professionals arriving. Minister Ofir Sofer emphasized that Aliyah continues despite challenges, demonstrating the resilience of the Jewish community. New olim can look forward to receiving extensive support, including housing aid, Hebrew programs, community services, and tax benefits. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.